And now, coming to you, Faith Walk Radio, with your host, Susan F. Rosario. So hold on to your seat, open your mind's eye, and get ready to hear powerful and encouraging scriptures to help you build your faith walk with the Lord. Now, without further ado, listen in to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, and thank you for listening in. My name is Susan Rosario. The word of the day, folks, is mountain. Yep. Word of the day is mountain, and if you can visualize a physical mountain, most people would walk away thinking something bigger than life or unreachable, or the most common, I think, would be history, age, or something final. So the word of the day is mountain. The definition of the word mountain is a large natural elevation of Earth's surface rising abruptly from the surrounding level. Also, a large steep hill, folks, or a region characterized by remoteness and inaccessibility or unreachable. Other things are a large pile or quantity of something or a great mass. Yep, a great mass, which means build, a form, or a frame of some sort. You follow me? So I wanted to set the word mountain up for you and give it to you plain and simple. Title of the message today is Prayer, the Mountain Mover. Yes, prayer, the mountain mover. Scripture of the day, Matthew chapter 17, verses 18 through 21, which I will read here shortly. But my message title, Prayer, the Mountain Mover, I refer to as an action that causes something to be minimized or removed entirely. And I'll also talk about that here shortly. The takeaway, though, from the message today I want to give you right off the bat are 12 simple words. You ready? Mind over matter, or your matters will remind you of your losses. Yes, mind over matter, or your matters, all those things that you regret or have grief over, will remind you of your losses every single day of your life. So, today I want to talk about how to become an official mountain mover. Yes, I know that's my own made-up term here, but I will connect it to the scripture here as I go through my notes and scriptures. Again, title of the message is Prayer, the Mountain Mover. Again, word of the day to sink it in your mind here as I talk more on the subject today about a mountain or mountains. And I hope this will help you understand that if it doesn't get in your mind, it doesn't control your life. Why? Because it just doesn't matter, right? It makes no sense to you. It's irrelevant. Because if you don't live in a negative state in your mind, then the matters of your mind and your heart just don't matter. And I know matters of the mind and matters of the heart are just a twist on words here to help you see how and why you get stuck, how you end up where you are, and why it takes so long for you to get out of it. And if that's not helpful, think about another word. Think about the word prayer. Pretty easy, right? Prayer moves your life spiritually ahead. Again, I will bring the scriptures in to make my points here, but prayer moves mountains. Prayer removes mountains and years of stuff out of your mind and your heart, your spirit, which all three protects your soul. Scriptures tell us in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, it tells us this. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So you see, prayer is God's will for you. Yes, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So again, prayer, folks, is God's will for your life. Yes, praying nonstop is what God wants us all to do. And I think humor is here because if we're praying all the time about stuff, our mind is where it needs to be, our heart is where it needs to be, our spirit, we're led by it. So then he can talk to us, he can deal with us, he can answer our prayers. Amen? And here's another funny twist on that. Again, praying nonstop is God's will for your life. If you pray before you fear, fear will cease at least for a moment. But the more you pray, the more it will cease, right? We have to practice things before we become good at it, right? Makes sense in everything across the board. You're in school, you're in college, you're in taking your final exams right about now, guess what? You have to practice to pass the test, right? That's about the holy word of God. You have to practice to be made perfect in all things God. Amen? So here's some other things to think about before I get into the message here. If you pray before you get angry, guess what? It helps take the edge off of your anger. Right? If you pray for spiritual guidance in your life, it helps you discern things a little better. Right? Come on now. If you pray before getting mad at your spouse, you won't put a wedge in your marriage. Simple. Pretty simple stuff. ABC, right? Well, my point is, prayer helps you maintain a peaceful life in Christ. So, again, the word of the day mountain, along with this message title that the Lord gave me, prayer, the mountain mover, is nothing more than a metaphor. Yeah, just to give you a visual of how problems in your life can be removed with a consistent prayer life. Again, 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and 18, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen? Again, if you have just tuned in to the message here, my name is Susan Rosario. This is the Faith Walk Radio Ministry Show. Title of the message today is Prayer, the Mountain Mover, talking about the word mountain, which I relate to just stuff and junk and grief and issues and problems in your life. They're called mountains, bigger than life, unable to move from one place to the other because it takes so much out of you and it's such a part of your life, you can't get rid of it. But I'm here to show you through the word of God how God can take it and throw it into the sea. So bear with me here. So again, if you're just tuning in, title of the message is Prayer, the Mountain Mover. Now, just to say, in my opinion, if you don't have a consistent prayer life, never mind about moving a personal mountain of problems. You ain't moving an anthill. Seriously. If you don't have a consistent prayer life, folks, never mind about moving mountains of personal problems. You can't push a grocery cart down the street. And I'm just being humorous here. But in saying that, I want to add this real quick. I want to introduce another word to you. At first, it was mountain. And now, I want to give you another simple word that we talk about and we dream about and we say we have. It's called hope. H-O-P-E, hope. Hope is the key. Hope saves the day. Hope keeps you off the edge of the mountain. I want to jump. I want to jump. I want to jump. Not literally, but sometimes we just want to give up. We want to say, I'm done. I'm finished. I'm tired. And for hope, I've also coined a phrase. You want to hear it? I guess you have no choice, right? We're talking about hope. Hope opens pathways to succeed. Why? I'll tell you. Jeremiah 29 and 11 tells us so. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you a future and a hope. Again, folks, I say, hope opens pathways to succeed. It's spelled out, H-O-P-E, opens pathways to succeed. A few more scriptures I want to just throw in here with you. You can write them down and study them later, but it's Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be consistent in prayer. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Another one in the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Abound. And as you can tell, I'm all about words today. So here's another word, abound. I've given you mountain, hope, and abound. Right? All about words today, as you can tell. Why? Because as my husband always says, Susan, words mean something. People have to be careful what they say because words that come out of your mouth are powerful. How does God communicate with us? Through words, through the holy word of God. Amen? May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. And abound means to flourish in hope, thrive, folks, prosper, overflow in hope. And if you are wondering why I spent the last few minutes talking about hope, because without it, listen at this. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So without it, folks, without hope, you miss the entire message here and God's will for your life. Remember 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18? Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And then let me take you back again to Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Again, I say abound is to flourish in hope, to thrive in hope, to prosper in hope, to overflow in hope, to live in the hope and promises of God. Are you getting it here? Hope opens pathways to succeed. But let me move on here now to the main scriptures to recap really quick on some words I've been talking about today in case you have just tuned in. Mountain, hope, abound, and the next word that should mean everything to you folks is F-A-I-T-H, faith. Yes. Again, Hebrews 11:1 sets it up for me. Again, it states, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So what the scripture tells us is that faith is the ingredients to get you to the hope part. And without hope, again, you can't move an anthill, let alone mountains of problems in your life. Without faith, not only is it impossible to please God without it, you'll have a hard time staying hopeful in your times of grief. Amen? All those matters that consume your daily thoughts as a result sometimes cause premature negative actions, leaves all those matters in your life, leaves all that is troubling you now and on into your future. So, as I move on, again, the title of the message today is Prayer, the Mountain Mover. Scripture of the day, Matthew chapter 17, verses 18 through 21. And as promised, it says this. Let me start at verse 20, and then I'll work my way back to verse 17. So Jesus said to them, and folks, in this scripture, Jesus is reprimanding the disciples. Not being able to pray the demon out of the possessed child sort of frustrated Jesus, to say the least. He was a little frustrated. And I'll tell you again, Matthew 17:20, verse 20. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Now, before I make my case on how important it is to pray and fast in order to become an official mountain mover, let me go back a few verses to verse 18. But before I do, as a footnote in this scripture, Jesus is not asking that you have the greatest faith of all time. No, just as a very tiny mustard seed, just a little, to push yourself forward. So my interpretation of his comment is just believe and have some faith. That's all he wanted us to do. Again, so Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing, nothing will be impossible for you. So he just wanted you to have a little. Why? Because faith is such a powerful weapon against the devil that just having it can move your mountain from here to there, and nothing will be impossible for you. It's a weapon. Use it. So to make my case on how important it is to pray and fast your way out of some mess, you know, that stuff that has kept you stuck in grief for years? Here it is, Matthew 17:18-19. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Verse 19, then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Again, Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very moment. So if you just have a little faith, if you pray to move your mountain, nothing, absolutely nothing will be impossible for you. Why isn't nothing impossible for you? Why? Well, I'll tell you this, because when you become an official mountain mover, when you pray and fast over all the grief, over all your concerns, you understand what it takes to move things out of your mind, out of your thoughts, out of your mouth, out of your heart, out of your spirit, out of your life entirely. All that goes against speaking, living, and acting righteous and holy. So here it is, my last comment before I have to go to a break. There are three things that get you to live above the matters in your life. Hope. Hope opens pathways to succeed. Second thing, abound. To flourish in hope, thrive, folks, prosper in it, overflow in hope. And last, third, pray and fast your way out of those mountains that block you from spiritually connecting and living in God's will for your life. Amen? You see, folks, prayer and fasting will build your faith walk with the Lord. In return, faith moves mountains and guarantees you will live the impossible dream. Amen. God bless you. I will be right back after this announcement. Hold tight.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hi there, this is Susan Rosario from Faith Walk Radio Ministry Show. I am glad you tuned in today. I just wanted to break really, really quick for a quick announcement. Some exciting news. Faith Walk Radio Ministry is coming to you with Skype prayer. Beginning February 1st, 2018, you can log on and we can pray and tear down strongholds, remove mountains. So again, beginning February 18th, 2018, you can log on and Skype with me or other prayer warriors out there. Whether you need prayer in the areas of deliverance, family, finances, healing, hope, love, a miracle, forgiveness, removal of fear, anything that's laying heavy on your heart, log on in and just lay it all out for us. Amen? So if you'll do me a favor at the end of this message, go to my website at www.faithwalkradio.com. Send me an email and say, yes, Susan, sign me up. If you're an intercessor or a prayer warrior, I want to talk to you as well. So now back to the message, Prayer, the Mountain Mover.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, I am back. You are listening to the Faith Walk Radio Ministry Message. My name is Susan Rosario here. Again, the title of the message today is Prayer, the Mountain Mover. Scriptures I have been teaching on, if you are just tuning in to the message, Matthew chapter 17, verses 18 through 21. And before the announcement, I was talking about living the impossible dream, right? Doing the impossible, doing stuff that without the power of the Holy Spirit and your power of faith, it would just be impossible. But this whole message has been saying nothing will be impossible for you is what the scripture tells us. Also, I said during the message here, mind over matter, or your matters will remind you of your losses. Yes. To be it, folks, meaning to be it, to live it, to succeed in it, whatever it is that has you, whatever it is that controls you, whatever it is that has you, again, to be it, you have to see it. See what, Susan? You've been talking about all this seeing, thought you'd never ask. To see the dream, to be the dream, to live in the hope and promises of God. If you wake up in the morning, folks, and see fear, not only feel fear, but see fear in terms of what is going on in the world, all the things that have you feeling so much pressure, if that's what you see most of the day, then guess what? That's all you will walk and talk about throughout your day. You get the point? So finally, before I close out the message here, take this thought with you next week. You ready? Why would God offer you peace and joy if he thought it was going to be unreachable for you? Right? Why would God offer you peace and joy through his words if he thought you were not going to be able to reach peace and joy? Because nothing is impossible for you. That's why. Because your power of prayer and faith that can remove mountains of garbage placed on your mind, which I sometimes explain this way. A flash drive of stuff. If you're computer savvy, you understand that. And a flash drive is something that you put on a device in order to upload it or download something onto another device. You get the point? So why would God offer you peace and joy if he thought you were not going to be able to reach it? Live the impossible dream. Do things that are impossible through faith and power and prayer and fasting. Amen? So again, because of your power of prayer and faith, it can remove mountains of garbage placed on your mind, again, which I explained, a flash drive of stuff which is uploaded onto your everyday thinking file. And again, here it is. I call this thoughts and actions. So you store all this garbage in your mind, knowing or not having on the same flash drive, no prayer time, no joy stored up, no hope stored up, all you have of stuff that caused you to have grief in the first place. So I said all this to say this. Are you committed to keeping the same old flash drive stored on your mind and in your heart? Because if not, it's time to pray and fast. Pray and fast. Pray and fast. Pray and fast your way to becoming an official mountain mover. You move all this junk and stuff out of your life, out of your minds. Again, to be it, you have to see it. And to overcome it, you have to avoid it, whatever that it is, at all cost. Why? Because you are your only hope. It is your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your soul that stands before God. It is, you are your only hope to get it right. So how do you avoid it, Susan? Here you go. Avoid the habits and have more self-control over every aspect of your life. We are to be made perfect in Christ every single day of our life. No exceptions, right? Why? Because your life depends on it. Your blessings depend on it. You are your only hope. You have to walk through the door of your own life. As Matthew 17, 19, 21 says, and this has been the scripture of the day, if you are just tuning in, Matthew 17, 19, 21, then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? And this is the demon-possessed child that the disciples brought to Jesus because they couldn't, obviously, they could not cast the demon out, so they brought the child to Jesus. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, and you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Folks, nothing is impossible. Verse 21 cannot go unnoticed. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Time to move some mountains today, folks. Time to pray and fast. Time to move some mountains. Time to get rid of the trauma and the drama in your life once and for all. Again, as you get ready to go into 2018, here's something else to take with you next week. If your mind is spiritually strong in all things God, it's safe to say that your matters don't really matter anymore. They don't really hold any weight. Those things that once mattered so much to you that caused you to be left behind in terms of becoming stagnant no longer prevent you from moving whatever mountain is in your life's path. Take that with you this week and think about it. Folks, I've had a great time sharing the Word of God with you through the Scriptures, being filled with the living Word of God myself. Had a great time. I hope you found something in these Scriptures and my points to help you rise above it all, beginning this very moment and on into 2018 for the rest of your life. I will be back next week, same time, to talk about the uncompromising Word of Jesus Christ. Amen. Folks, this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. When you take a school test, you have to practice for a perfect score, right? The same principle applies to everyday life with God. Spiritually thinking, if you practice being righteous, those mountains of things that cause you to lose yourself and lose those people you love, lose out on the life God has for you, comes at a cost. You have to decide if it's worth more to you to move out of your own way or be defeated. Decisions, decisions. Folks, I've had a good time, as I said, as my signature, goodbye. I will see you back next week, same time. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed. Also, don't forget to log on to www.faithwalkradio.com, www.faithwalkradio.com. If you want to hear this message in its entirety, or pass it on to your family, friends, and associates.
Stone by stone, brick by brick, please build. Not alone, by you I am healed. I need your help to get me through the day. Faithful Savior, hear my cry, I pray. I need a faith wall, a path to lead.
Listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.